Marilla, what do you think? You know, tomorrow is Diana's birthday. Well, her mother has invited me to go home with her from school and stay the night. And her cousins are coming over from Newbridge in a big sleigh to go to the debating club concert at the hall tomorrow night. And they're going to take Diana and me to the concert, assuming you'll let me go. Oh, please say yes.
You can calm down because you're not going. You're better at home in your own bed. And as for that club concert, it's all nonsense. A little girl should not be allowed to go out into such places at all.
I'm sure the debating club is a most respectable affair.
I'm not saying it isn't, but I won't have you gadding about to concerts and staying out all hours of the night. I'm surprised at Mrs. Barry letting Diana go.
But Diana has only one birthday in a year, and Prissy Andrews is going to recite Curfew Must Not Ring tonight. That is such a good moral piece, Marilla. I'm sure it would do me a lot of good to hear it. And the choir are going to sing four lovely, pathetic songs that are pretty near as good as hymns.
You heard what I said. Take off your boots now and go to bed. It's past 8.
There's just one more thing, Marilla. Mrs. Barry told Diana that we might sleep in the spare room bed. Think of the honor of your little Anne being put in the spare room bed.
It's an honor you'll have to get along without. Now go to bed and don't let me hear another word out of you. You can stop pretending to be asleep, Matthew Cuthbert.
Well, now, Marilla, I think you ought to let Anne go.
Who's bringing up this child, Matthew, you or me?
Well, now, you.
Well, don't interfere then.
Well, now, it ain't interfering to have your own opinion. And my opinion is that you ought to let Anne go.
You'd think I ought to let Anne go to the moon if she took the notion. I don't approve of this concert plan. She'll go there and catch cold like as not and have her head filled up with nonsense and excitement. It would unsettle her for a week. I understand that child's disposition better than you, Matthew.
I think you ought to let Anne go, Marilla.
You've heard my reasons.
I still think you ought to let her go.
Oh, very well. She can go, since nothing else will please you.
Oh, Marilla, Marilla, say those blessed words again.
Anne Shirley, have you been listening behind that door after I sent you to bed?
Oh, Marilla, my heart was just set on going. I never was at a concert in my life, and when the other girls talk about them in school, I feel so out of it. You didn't know how I felt, but you see, Matthew did. Matthew understands me, and it's so nice to be understood.
Very well, young lady. If you catch pneumonia sleeping in a strange bed or coming out of that hot hall in the middle of the night, don't blame me. Blame Matthew.